We hear about discipline in the second reading today and in the gospel, and we are all members of the household of God. You can see, you can often tell if someone's father was a soldier or a police officer just by the way they carry themselves. So the question is asked of all of us, where are you from? That Jesus says to those cast out, I do not know where you are from. So are you from the Father's house? Are you from God's family? Because if you are, then people should be able to recognize that. There should be something about your bearing and your manner of life that makes people recognize this is a son or a daughter of God. Jesus does not answer the question, where are you from, when Pilate asks him, but it is through his works, through his works, his miracles that testify to him, to who he is. He does not need to testify in words, because it should be evident from the way that he has gone about his ministry and lived his life. Well, if we are to live in the Father's house and eat and drink at his table, the Father, as master of the house, has certain rules that there is a rule of life that we should follow. Yes, we were made for freedom. For freedom, Christ has set us free. But the Father also created the world with order, and Jesus is the Word of God that brings order to God's creation. And so his authority should bring us discipline. And authority and discipline are both things that are looked at with suspicion in our contemporary culture. But what is this rule of life? Well, the bare minimum would be the precepts of the church. Right? Attend Mass every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation. Go to confession at least once a year. Receive communion at least once during the Easter season. Okay, so far, so good. Most of you are coming to Mass every Sunday. Maybe there's difficulty with the keeping the spirit of the law, of keeping the Lord's Day holy, but it's the fourth precept of the church that I would like to focus on for the purposes of my homily here today, and that is observe the days of fasting and abstinence. Now, as a church, at least here in the United States and universally, the universal law, we only have 2 days of fasting during the year, Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. And so those are the only 2 days we're required to fast. Occasionally, our Holy Father or the local bishop, the U.S. Bishops Conference, might request another day of fasting, as we had this past Friday, for peace on earth through the queenship of our Blessed Mother, that she would reign over Russia in particular and the Holy Land. But the code of canon law, the U.S. in particular, this situation with abstinence, of abstaining from meat, I like to compare it with the marijuana laws in the U.S. So hear me out. There are now 46 states which have legalized marijuana, and yet it is still a federal crime. But I've never heard of any FBI agents or federal marshals going to shut down a weed shop in Colorado or California or Oklahoma or wherever. Well, so the universal law of the church says very clearly that Catholics are to abstain from meat every Friday or do another suitable penance, which their local bishops' conference has allowed to be substituted for that fast from meat. And the U.S. bishops, what do they say? Well, they say very clearly this is a personal devotion, which we strongly encourage in this weekly rhythm of your life. If you have Sunday, again, the Lord's Day, and you have Friday as a day of living in union with our Lord crucified. And so we encourage you to fast from meat or to do another penance. But that's your own private choice, and you're not bound to do that on pain of sin. And so the U.S. bishop said that in 1966, and Rome has allowed that to stand for almost 60 years now. So I cannot tell you that you have to fast from meat on every Friday, but you ought to be doing something, you know, following the law of the church. The church does allow for something else to be substituted. So if you're a teenager, you eat a lot of calories after practice, you have a big snack every day, maybe on Friday, you know, you don't have a snack. Or if you're working and you usually have a beer or two after you get home from work, maybe no alcohol on Fridays. Or I know one of my brother priests, he says the Stations of the Cross every Friday. It's a beautiful devotion, way to fulfill that. Or even canon law and the U.S. bishops have encouraged, really, that people visit the elderly or hospitals or a prison as a way of being united with Christ crucified for your Friday observance. This is part of, again, that rule of life, that weekly rhythm of allowing God's order to enter into our life. Because Jesus he knocks at the door of our hearts. He wants us to let him in to order our house, our soul. And if we don't, right, if we try to follow our own destiny, discover our own path, well, C.S. Lewis says that in the end, there are two kinds of people. Those who say to God, thy will be done, and those to whom God will say, thy will be done. So this is a way to, again, invite God's order into our life. And while we're on the subject, the Mass fast, so 1 hour is kind of a joke. I mean, let's be real. Just what I personally do, and an invitation to you, again, this is what I do, not what you're required to do, is I'll not eat food for 3 hours before communion, which is what it was briefly for about a decade before they moved it down again to the current hour. And I'll still drink coffee or Gatorade or whatever, as long as it's not within an hour. But something else to consider. But all of this, this weekly practice of penance, right, hopefully, well, certainly, if you don't find enough of your own sins to do penance for every week, then there's plenty of other things in the world to be doing penance for that Christ himself continues to suffer for in those areas where his love is not known and accepted. And so for all of us, may we experience the freedom of Christ through this, that whenever you say no to something, to your own desires, it is a way to say yes to something else. So may we experience that freedom of Christ, which is able to say, thy will be done, not I do what I will.